It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Brell. A Point Reyes Oyster Company has itself in hot water this morning.
The California Coastal Commission is reprimanding a Point Reyes Oyster Company for stirring up trouble in Drake's Estero. The commission says the Drake's Bay Oyster Company's motorized boats and plastics pollution pose serious threats to marine habitat and wildlife within the federally designated potential wilderness area. Amy Trainer with the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin says the company's special use permit with the National Seashore prohibits motorized vessels within protected areas during harbor seal breeding season.
There's noise that stirs up sediment, which affects water quality, which affects all kinds of species. It flushes birds, potentially disturbs harbor seals.
The Oyster Company's 40-year lease expires next year, although legislation passed by Congress in 2009 has given the Interior Secretary the authority to extend the lease. Trainer says a draft environmental impact statement from the National Park Service says extending commercial mariculture operations within this sensitive area would be contradictory to wilderness protection laws. Trainer says Drake's Estero deserves the full wilderness protection that Congress intended.
It's home to 20% of the mainland breeding population of harbor seals in California. It's used by tens of thousands of shorebirds and waterfowl a year. And in the 70s, Congress committed that Drake's Estero would revert to wilderness in 2012.
That's Lori Abbott in Sacramento with that story. The number of Californians pulled into home foreclosure jumped in the third quarter. That's the word from real estate tracking firm DataQuake.
Both September and August were at higher levels for those notice of default filings than we had seen in late spring, early summer. What the third quarter does statewide is it gets us back to a level of default filings that we saw earlier this year and late last year.
That's Andrew at analyst Andrew LaPeggi, who says that those notices dropped to a 3-year low in the previous quarter. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell.